You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes from now, it's our pal Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, is going to join us here talking all things NBA. We'll also start the hour giving you our bets for the Red Sox and Astros. That first pitch there, 5:08 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll start next hour with our picks for Red Sox Astros. Game number 5, Boston -132, total 9.5 Sale and Valdez, your pitching matchup. Lockmas day 3 still to come. Nikki football still to come. Power hour, final hour still to come. Dodgers Braves, National Hockey League picks from our guy, the red hot Bill Matz, and some NBA for you as well. Every single game on the board, in fact. But right now, we talked some National Hockey League on our show with one of our favorite guests on You Better You Bet, and that is the great Dennis Bernstein of the Fourth Period on Twitter at Dennis TFP. Dennis, welcome back. You Better You Bet. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick and Ken, BetQL. How's it going?
Nick and Ken, great to talk to you. Busy week for me, Nick. Tonight, Dodgers, Braves. I'm flying to Seattle for their home opener, and then back to L.A. for Rams and Lions on Sunday. So happy to talk to you.
And I believe, Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, you were going to go see a Dodgers game, right? The last time we had you on too, if I remember right, one of the Giants playoff games or something. Have you been to a ton of playoff games? How's the baseball postseason been live so far?
I was fortunate enough, Ken, to see the Chris Taylor walk-off, game. That was just amazing. And then the game 4 of Dodgers Giants. And then hopefully if the Dodgers can rally some World Series. So it's been, Ken, you know, postseason baseball is so different than regular season baseball. The intensity of that game last night was amazing. Hopefully we get another great one tonight in L.A.
Yeah, for sure. Dodgers winning last night, obviously. The Cody Bellinger 3-run homer in the 8th, tying the game, and the Dodgers eventually winning that game 6-5. Dennis, we're a couple games into the season, 3-4 games in the season for pretty much every team right now in the National Hockey League. Have you seen anything thus far that has made you go, huh, maybe my preseason conception of this team was incorrect? And if so, what is it?
I think the San Jose Sharks. But before I say that, Nick, my over on Connor McDavid, I should cash that ticket already. He's got 8 points in 3 games. He's going to go crazy. So I'm really confident about that bet. I think San Jose out of the box. And granted, Montreal, I'm fading that team until they show me anything. Like, they were so bad last night to go in, you know, as their home opener and lose 5-0 to San Jose. That's just to me. So San Jose a little bit tonight, if you want a good play. I think the Blues coming out of the box going into Colorado. And granted, Colorado didn't have Nathan MacKinnon because he was on the COVID-19 list. So to me, St. Louis a little bit of a surprise. So I think St. Louis and San Jose out of the box early. I was not surprised that the Islanders came out 0-2 because they played 2 tough games. They played Carolina and Florida. As I mentioned the last time I talked to you guys, 2 really tough teams I think can go a long way. But I think St. Louis and San Jose, to me, are kind of surprising right now.
Dennis, you mentioned Florida briefly. Obviously, we haven't had like a ton of those really, really high-profile games between teams that we expect to be there at the end. We haven't had many games, period. But, you know, Florida beats Tampa last night. And, you know, Florida 3-0, obviously haven't lost yet, scoring a ton of goals. Like, what do you kind of think the margin between these teams are? Because, like, in the futures market to win the Stanley Cup, Tampa 7-1, 7-1 to win the Cup, Florida 15-1. That's basically just the preseason expectation, right? And it hasn't moved that much because we've only played a few games. Do you think there's any difference between these teams? Do you think Florida may even be better when we get to the end of the year?
I think they're better right now, Ken. But, you know, once the playoffs start, and look, Kucherov goes down, that looks like a serious knee injury. So he may be out. So look, last season when they won the Cup, Ken, they came in 3rd in the division. They were behind Florida and Carolina. So right now, yeah, I think Florida's a better team. And, you know, I talked to you guys last time, I love Florida. like behind the Islanders. They're not a sleeper because they're really good. But yeah, right now, Florida Panthers are a better team. They certainly are. Tampa's going to miss their third line. They've got injury issues. And what's the motivation in the regular season? As long as they get to the top eight, Ken, I don't think Tampa and John Cooper care where they land in the top eight in the East as long as they get there. But yeah, I think right now, pound for pound, Florida's the better team.
And we saw that on Tuesday night with Florida taking down a Tampa, maybe a small measure of revenge for losing in the playoffs, or not really. Dennis, I had a losing bet in the National Hockey League on Tuesday night. I figured there's no way the Buffalo Sabres could go to 3-0 after winning their first two games of the season. So I bet Vancouver, and lo and behold, on Wednesday, yada, yada, the Buffalo Sabres are now 3-0. What's going on with Buffalo? Is this team actually like legitimately decent? Because I feel like I want to start fading them sooner rather than later.
Look, I would have bet with you last night, Nick, right? So I think you're right in start fading them. And who did they beat? They beat Columbus, Arizona, which you should, if you're not fading them already every single game and betting the over in their games, you're crazy, right? And then they beat Vancouver, which you can't trust. You don't know what Vancouver is. On paper, Vancouver looks good, but they've got a lot of new players in there. I'm not sure about the chemistry, so I wouldn't trust Vancouver on the road. But yeah, Buffalo 3-0, it's a surprise no matter how you cut it. But it's not going to continue. Eventually, they're going to play the Tampas and the Floridas and the Rangers and the Islanders. So good for those people. There's not a lot of fans showing up in Buffalo, which is sad. I think they're voting with their feet. You're seeing 7,000 people in the building there, which is really, really sad state of affairs for the Buffalo Sabres right now. And part of it is because there's a lot of Canadian ticket holders. They can't come across the border. But yeah, Nick, you're right. Start fading the Sabres as soon as possible.
Dennis, if there was one team we would probably have a tough time making a preseason expectation for, it would probably be Seattle because, they hadn't played a game before and this was like an assembly of new players. We weren't really sure how this was going to go. The market kind of thought maybe they could overachieve. Maybe it would be a little bit like Vegas when they were an expansion team. Seattle's played more games than anyone else. They've also allowed more goals than anybody else. So, 1-3 with an overtime loss in there as well. Your thoughts on the first five games of the Seattle Kraken and how this kind of sets up for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think I talked to you guys about this. Before the expansion draft, I think their over-under point total was 67. And then the expansion draft happened, and they were like 92. I'm looking at that lineup, and yeah, sure, defense is decent, and Grubauer was a Vezina finalist. There's no way they're a 92-point team, Ken. I never saw it. And to me, the surprising part, as you mentioned, is they were supposed to be good defensively. Weren't they building from the back end out and they're giving up all these goals? They lost last night to New Jersey and Houston played two-thirds of the game. So to me, I don't get it. I don't see it. I think they're a long, long way from what Vegas did their first year. I look at them as a 70, 72-point team only based on their defense and goaltending. And Ken, remember, they've got absolutely no depth. So at some point in this season, they're going to get a rash of injuries, and they're going to – I don't know who they're going to put in the lineup, right? They're going to put like the 40th or 45th best player in the lineup. So to me, I didn't like that bet at them as a playoff team, and I'm sticking to it. I think they're more likely to compete for the first overall pick than the postseason this year.
You bet. BetQL, wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking the National Hockey League with the great Dennis Bernstein of the Fourth Period on Twitter at DennisTFP. Dennis, what about the Vegas Golden Knights right now? Played twice this season, 1-1. Injury impact there with Pacioretty and Stone. What are we expecting from Vegas moving forward?
Yeah, like I said, I think the Blues are a great bet tonight in Vegas. Those are two heart and soul guys. This is a team that you question their chemistry and their leadership. With what happened, what went down with Marc-Andre Fleury and is Robin Leonard the guy? And now the two core guys coming out. And not only are they quality guys in the room, Nick, they're big-time scorers. Like, Pacioretty's a 35-goal scorer, and Stone is a facilitator on that team. So this is a danger spot for Vegas right now because there's two. And now, because of those injuries, what do you hear, Nick? You start hitting Jack Eichel, the Vegas rumors. Because they're all in. They want to win this year. There's pressure on the GM and George McPhee to win right now. So for me, yeah, I think I would be fading Vegas right now until they showed me that they can recover from two major injuries. Max Pacioretty is probably going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Stone, they're still trying to evaluate. So yeah, this is a dangerous bet if you're going to play Vegas, at least in the short term right now.
Dennis, you mentioned Connor McDavid briefly. Obviously, that was a point over that you gave us before the season started. As you mentioned, barring injury, looks like a great bet so far. Maybe we can cash it, hopefully coming up here at the end of the year. And it'll be an easy winner for us. Edmonton hasn't lost, but it's not like Yeah, I feel like I see, you know, I watch some of the highlights of their games. I see the final scores. I kind of read about it a little bit. And it's not particularly dominant, right? Obviously, I had like a completely ridiculous, I think it was like a 6-5 win over the Ducks last night. Again, that I was watching because I had a little bit of action on. So Edmonton's 3-0, but maybe it's not the most dominant 3-0. You know, what do you kind of think of the Oilers here? We know you love McDavid, best player in the league. You have his point total over. But how about Edmonton? What kind of a regular season resume can they kind of accrue here?
I think you're going to get – look, last night Mike Smith got hurt. So Koskinen's a goaltender. So what do I think? I think Edmonton is one of the rare teams in this league, Ken, that can outscore the mistakes. So if you're going to see, you know, over and under a 5.5 or six, like you got to bet they might get six every game. I mean, they're that good. If you go into the penalty box against Edmonton, they're going to score. They have otherworldly numbers on the power play. And granted, small sample size, three, but I think they're going to win the majority of games with Vegas's injury factor. They're dangerous to win the division. I think they're going to be a dominant team offensively, but you're right. They're not going to win games 6-1. They're going to win them 6-5. So what I'll tell you, watch the over-under totals on their games. Like if they go in like tomorrow night, I don't think they're playing in Arizona. I don't even think you're going to be able to get a number on over-under in that game, right? I'm looking at the Bet Rivers website. All I see is a win total. So I'm not really sure you can be able to do that, but I like this team. I think they're so powerful offensively, but you're right. And I think they have a lot to be desired defensively. And where does that factor in? When we get to the postseason, are they going to be good enough to stop the puck once we get to game 83?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bollandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
Does anyone go to more sporting events than you do?
Maybe Joe Buck.
I love it, man. Like you come, I'm being serious. Like I'm jealous, man. Cause you're like, you're going to everything, man. It just seems like absolutely awesome. Like you're living a hell of a life right now, my friend.
I had the greatest life. Hey, you know, two words, Nick, marry well. That's my advice to people. Cause that's a lot of it. That's what a lot of it has to do with it.
I think next time we have you on, we're going to do like three quarters hockey and then like life advice with Dennis Bernstein. It really is a great, I'm not even being facetious. I think it's a great piece of advice. Dennis, you know, we love having you on You Better You Bet. We love the hockey insight. We love the bets. I'll be looking at some of those that you talked about for tonight. Maybe the St. Louis Blues. Follow Dennis on Twitter at DennisTFP. The website is The Fourth Period. Dennis, stay well, my friend. Enjoy all the myriad sporting events you'll be attending. And we look forward to talking to you soon here on the show.
Nick and Ken, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time on You Better You Bet.
Yeah, love him, man. He's great. Dennis Bernstein on Twitter at Dennis TFP. So love him. I think I'm going to back the bet he was talking about tonight with the St. Louis Blues. And I was typing in our chat, Ken. I'm loving backing all your totals right now. I'm really into this.
It's a lot of action.
I'm going to bet 100% of them I will be taking. You give them out on the show along with Bill and his bets. I will be betting all the hockey bets that you two gentlemen give out on the show.
Yeah, it's funny. After a summer of like, yeah, maybe we bet a little baseball. You know, I bet golf a lot during the summer. Obviously still bet it, but you know, golf's really heavy during the summer. But that's not like a ton of bets. Now, like this time of year, you look at the pending wagers and it's just like, oh, here's like 35 college football totals for Saturday. And that's like, now you throw hockey. Now you throw full NBA tonight, college basketball in 3 weeks. It's just like, what are my limits here? Like, am I at my max for credit in a lot of these places? It's just the pending wagers are just, they're getting aggressive. But you're right, the hockey totals have been a great addition. We're going to have hopefully a couple bets tonight. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, Ken, it's October. I mean, what the hell are we doing, right? If we're not loading up,
sitting outside watching the leaves change. Sports. What are we up to? Come on, inside.
Watching the leaves change and betting Maple Leafs first period over. Right. 2 hours down on You Better You Bet. Two more to go. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. But an hour number three, Lock Miss Day 3, Nikki Football, and we kick it off. Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports, NBA Insider.